It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year from all of us at RFI English. Welcome to this special Sound Kitchen featuring your New Year resolutions. I have a special guest with me today. It's a voice you ought to recognize. Does this sound familiar?
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yes, that is the voice of my one and only, the apple of my eye, my wonderful daughter, Mathilde. She was a bit younger when she recorded that, though. Listen to her voice now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sound Kitchen.
A little different, isn't it? Mathilde is here as guest chef to help me read your New Year resolutions. We've put all the entries in a box, and Mathilde is going to pull out five. Ready, Mathilde?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Shake the box, Mathilde, and draw out five letters. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Okay. All right. Oh, look at that. The first one out of the box is Abdoulaye Saikouba. And you know Abdoulaye. He's been on the Sound Kitchen before. He wrote a beautiful This I Believe essay for us. Mathilde, what's Abdoulaye's resolution?
To help sensitize fellow Africans on the dangers of going through the desert to Europe.
Abdoulaye Saikouba is an RFI Listeners Club member, by the way. Who's number two?
Saleh Likon from Nilphamari, Bangladesh.
And what does Saleh Likon want to do in 2017?
He wants to learn Japanese.
Oh boy, that's cool. I bet he likes to read mangas just like you. Okay, next.
This one is from Dr. D.W. Nabi, an RFI Listener Club member who lives in Middlesex in the UK.
And what does Dr. Nabi resolve to do in 2017?
He wrote that he would like to spend less time on social media like Facebook and Twitter, and that he wants to spend more time reading books, especially novels.
Now, that's a good one, and it should be yours, too. Okay, this one?
Wahid Nobi from Rangpur, Bangladesh. He says he would like to maintain a diary. Wahid Nobi wrote, "Letter writing is a dead art, but expressing feelings is not, and nothing pleases a literary mind more than a few solitary moments with pen and paper. I would like to pour my heart out in a diary."
You used to keep a journal. Do you still?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my Mathilde, the last one. Who's it from?
Hiram K. Minow. He is the president of the Dukar Seabreeze RFI Club of Liberia in Monrovia, Liberia.
Okay, go for it, Mathilde.
My resolution for the year 2017 is to be a champion of peace. I want to be at peace with everyone, for I know that if there is to be peace in all the troubled spots of the world, it can begin with me. I want to be at peace with my neighbors, friends, at my job site, and every other person that I meet on my way. To achieve this, I must be courteous, tolerant, and give respect to people for who they are and not for what they have. I will not judge people by their color, religious and cultural beliefs, sexual orientation, or their socioeconomic status. By this, I believe we can all live together in peace. I want to be at peace with my environment and the world at large by not damaging the rivers and the forests. I'll work hard to limit my consumption to help curtail the gas and air pollution that will deplete the Earth's ozone layer and cause global warming to my world. Again, my resolution for the year 2017 is to be a champion of peace, to be at peace with nature and all the people of the world.
Wow, that's a resolution for us all. Thank you, Hiram. This year's winners have a choice of either an RFI wireless computer mouse or an RFI USB key. Send me a note and let me know which gift you prefer. I have to close by reading a resolution from my friend Jahangir Alamanto from Kaptai, Bangladesh. Jahangir is the president of the Kaptai RFI fan club, and we're pen pals, Jahangir and I. He sent this in as his resolution, or more his wish, for 2017, and I think he meant it especially for me. Jahangir's 2017 wish is, and I quote, that the unpredictable Donald Trump be impeached.
Susan, you know you can't say stuff like that.
Hey, I was just reading it. Thanks again, everyone. And not just to you who wrote in with your resolutions. We had so many nice letters wishing us a happy new year, and we really appreciate them all. From all of us here in the RFI English Service to all of you out there, we wish you a wonderful 2017 filled with happiness and health.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Ready for the main course, my friends? I hope so, because it's... time for the quiz. On the 26th of November, I asked you a question about French politics. That week, French citizens cast their votes in the primary held by Les Républicains, France's conservative party, to choose the candidate to represent their party in the 2017 presidential polls. You were to write in with the names of the two candidates who won the most votes in that first round of voting and qualified to run for the second round, which was on the 27th of November. You were also to note the percentage of votes each candidate won.
The answer is François Fillon with 44% and Alain Juppé with 28.5%. As you probably know, voters decided on François Fillon in the second round. François Fillon is the candidate for France's conservative party, Les Républicains, formerly the UMP. And the winners are...
Jobayada Akhtar Jai from the Nilshagor RFI Fan Club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh, and Sheila Shahzad from the RFI PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan. Hailing from Sirajganj, Bangladesh, Mahmadu Sultana Mitu is on the winner's list this week, as is Rashid Dahmani from Msala, Algeria. Last but not least, Ibrima Jean from Bakau, the Gambia. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is about the Jewish festival Hanukkah, which ends tomorrow night. I want you to write in and tell me for how many days and nights Hanukkah is celebrated and what it's about. What the Jewish community worldwide commemorates during Hanukkah, also called the Festival of Lights.
You have until the 6th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 11th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Before we go, happy birthday to one of our youngest club members, Noel Opolat of the RFI Kumi Central Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda. Noel Opolat turned 16 on Christmas Day. Happy birthday, Noel, and now I understand why you are named Noel, Noel. Have a great 16th year. This past week was also Dewan Rafikal Islam's birthday. Dewan is the president of the Friends Radio Club in Nowgaon, Bangladesh. Happy birthday, Rana. Okay, my friends, time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Many thanks to my colleague, Adrien Toureau, for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with Nancy Wilson, one of my all-time favorite singers. This is The Best Is Yet to Come, and it's my New Year's wish for you all. I'm Susan Owensby.
And I'm Mathilde Daguzon.
Be well, everyone, and Happy New Year!
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything's starting to hum. It's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine, we're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are right for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Till you see that sunshine place, ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?